A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Joey Ryan is suing Impact Wrestling. We'll talk all about that in a second. Plus, we have an update on Andrade's status with WWE. And Sami Zayn is looking for a golden handshake from Paul Hollywood. Let's hope he avoids a soggy bottom. For Wednesday, October the 14th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News. We start with the news that Joey Ryan is suing Impact Wrestling. So PW Insider broke this news. Joe Meehan, following multi-million dollar lawsuits against several of his accusers during the speaking out movement, is now turning his attention to Impact Wrestling. It is a lawsuit for $10 million. Against his former employer's parent company, Anthem Sports and Entertainment. Joey is alleging a breach of contract as a result of firing him due to allegations of both sexual abuse and assault. So we've got some details here on how Joey Ryan's contract breaks down and why there is a case here, at least on in the mind of Joey Ryan. So Joey Ryan's contract with Impact was due to run through to August of 2021. Impact released him on the 22nd of June of this year. And there's specific language in the contract that Joey Ryan signed that discusses warnings and reprimands. Claims that Joey would need to inform Impact Wrestling of any issue that could cause any issues within Impact Wrestling. And it would come with that a 5-day cure period, according to the contract. So it'd have 5 days to resolve said issue. Now, again, according to the language of the contract, if nothing could be resolved within those 5 days, he and Impact Wrestling would have 30 days to resolve any issues. And then from that point, Impact could have terminated the deal another 30 days after that if there were still issues that were unresolvable. So that's the wording of the contract. What Impact did essentially was terminate the contract without going through the due diligence of the language in the contract, according to Joey Ryan. And that has led to the lawsuit today. The $10 million sought is in addition to legal fees and other relief that a court may find in the favour of Joey Ryan. So that plus other lawsuits, as we said, against several of his accusers, all of this stemming from the speaking out movement over the summer. When we know more about this lawsuit and the other ones, we will let you know via cultaholic.com.
Said this is for you, Zelina. Angel Garza with the wing clipper and pins Andrade.
The sad tale of Andrade. Every year during the draft, there's always somebody that gets shut out and sort of pushed to the one side. Sometimes they turn it into a story, very much like Heath Slater did. But this year, there was a handful of wrestlers that were left undrafted after both nights of the WWE draft. A few of those were picked up at verylastminute.com, but the two that remained were Mickie James and Andrade. Mickie James has a broken nose. She's out of action for a couple of weeks, but didn't necessarily stop her from being drafted somewhere, but she was left undrafted by the end of the two nights, as was Andrade. And that seems like quite a surprise, because back at the start of the summer, he was one of those guys that had some high hopes within WWE. Actually, before the start of the summer, we're going back to the beginning of 2020, when Paul Heyman was at the helm for Monday Night Raw as executive director. He was one of the Paul Heyman guys. He had big hopes for Andrade, you know, former NXT champion, somebody that they could build the company around in WWE. It certainly felt like there was a lot of push in the favor of Andrade. And seeing him lose so quickly and succinctly to Angel Garza on Monday Night Raw and then get attacked by the Fiend Bray Wyatt kind of felt like a very sad end for Andrade. And it certainly felt that way as well, because Andrade on Raw tweeted out, "Thank you, gracias." And that started the rumor mills spinning, because it looked that as the sort of thing that you'd write if you were on your way out. And it certainly gave us the vibe that maybe Andrade was done with the company. It would certainly explain why he lost so quickly and succinctly to his former tag team partner, Angel Garza. However, Charlotte Flair has clarified this. And she has said that Andrade was merely thanking Zelina Vega. See, Vega has been moved to SmackDown, and their partnership and their team has now ended. So Andrade was merely saying thank you and gracias to Zelina Vega, because that closes the door on that chapter in Andrade's life with Vega as his manager. That's what he meant, apparently. Also, we understand from PW Insider that the plan is for Andrade and Mickey James, the undrafted ones, to move to Monday Night Raw. Obviously, the key of the draft being that Raw gets the lion's share of the roster because it's a three-hour show, and chances are they will simply land on Monday Night Raw going forward. So it just seems a shame that Andrade feels like he's fallen very much out of favor. Let's hope it's not for too long.
From San Juan, Puerto Rico, La Sicaria y Feliz.
Ivelisse had some good news to share with Pro Wrestling Junkies. She was doing a Q&A with them, and she made the revelation that she is officially part of All Elite Wrestling. Quote, "I haven't been able to officially confirm anywhere yet, but I can confirm now, and I've asked if it was okay. I am indeed signed to AEW. Obviously, when that moment came, it was very emotional for me. Through the last couple of years, it's been really tough for me for so many reasons. Number one, the Lucha Underground thing and being kept through our contracts and all of that. Once that was finally terminated, it took a while to regain that momentum that was kind of lost. Combination of other things and personal issues, it was a really dark time. Nothing came about of my WWE tryout, so when this AEW opportunity came about, I was just really happy. When that moment came that I heard the words, I got overwhelmed with emotion, especially because that was during the same week that the fire happened at my house. I was kind of at the end of my rope, and it was hard for me to contain it. I just feel incredibly happy." Now, this interview went on, and of course, the recent match that she had with Thunder Rosa was brought up. This is the one where it went a little bit off the rails. There was talk that there was some disagreement backstage with them before and after the match, and you could tell there was certainly some tension between the two as the match went on. Ivelisse said, quote, "I kind of expected this question to come up at some point. I've made it to a point to not respond to it since the whole thing came up. I won't comment much about it, but I will state obvious facts according to it. Whenever it comes to pro wrestling, I'm obviously the vet within the equation. So even that pretty much should say a whole lot to anyone that knows anything about pro wrestling. They can put two and two together, and that me being the vet within the equation, and also with the fact that I don't take people trying to disrespect me, with those facts, it kind of is self-explanatory as to what happened and anything that comes up along those lines." Sort of read between them, and you'll see what Ivelisse was getting at. Lovely news, though, for Ivelisse, now part of AEW officially. Congratulations. Speaking of AEW and the women's division, Britt Baker was in conversation with Up Rocks, and she was addressing how fans want more women's action on AEW. And she said, I definitely think it's something the company is working on. You know, and we got hit hard with our women's division because of the COVID outbreak. Half of our roster is international talent, so we immediately didn't have access to any of these women. Then Chris Statlander got hurt, and then I got hurt. And there's only so much time on AEW Dynamite to start with. And I know there are plans to grow the women's division, but at the same time, we need help from the fans at home too. We can't have the women's segments being the lowest rated or the lowest views each week, because at the end of the day it's a business and AEW needs ratings. It's no secret we're in a war every Wednesday night with NXT, so we need the ratings up. So for fans that are encouraging, saying we want more women, that's great, but please don't turn the channel when the women are on TV. Then we want everybody to be watching the segments and cheering us on from home. The death of WCW by Brian Alvarez and R.D. Reynolds is probably my favorite wrestling book of all time. Maybe one of my favorite books ever in general. R.D., along with Brian Alvarez, they document almost minute by minute the rise and the fall of WCW from the heady heights of those 83 weeks where they were in control of the wrestling world, to those little moments that just sort of broke through where you got the vibe that things weren't going to plan, the ignorance that came from that, the missed opportunities. And then once you have ridden the ride, the heady heights with Brian and RD on the journey of WCW, you then strap yourself in for the lows as the company just plummets between 1999 and its demise in 2001. How suddenly everything that they were doing was just falling apart around them. It is exquisitely written, and you don't even need to read it now. It is now available via an audiobook. And you know what? You can get it for free today. Cultaholic.com/audible. Sign up to a free 30-day trial with Audible and choose a wrestling book that you love. Even if you don't want to keep Audible, you get to keep the wrestling book. I cannot recommend to you enough. During this weird time that we are in, going for a nice long walk and sticking an audiobook in, it's kept me just about on the even keel more often than not. And I can't recommend Death of WCW to you enough. It's such an incredible book. And in audio form, it is just as entertaining. Cultaholic.com/audible. Grab yourself a free wrestling audiobook on us today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Some good news for Monday Night Raw. The ratings are up post-draft. 1.85 million viewers, up 10% from last week. This is partly because of a decline in football viewership. The NFL game did a little bit less than it did last time. The other sporting events dipped back a little bit as well. The thing that sucked was that the way the show was structured, I feel like you could have got more bang for your buck from it. They had some big matches they could have built to throughout those 3 hours of Raw. You had the Kevin Owens, Aleister Black no disqualification match. You had the tag title match where the belt could end up on the other brand, you know, between Rude Dolph, Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler and the New Day. You could have built that. They had the Women's Battle Royal, which went on very last, and that was the decision that was made there. But this meant that as the show wore on, we took a tumble in the views. Started out over 2 million viewers for the first hour of the show, over 2 million. That went to 1.8 in the second hour, and it was down to 1.6 in the third. So it averages out at 1.8, but hey, look, it's up. The number is up, and that is good to see. Hey, talking of that main event from Monday Night Raw, the Women's Battle Royal, saw Natalia get a tooth knocked out. She shared this on social, saying, "Such a whirlwind of emotions tonight on Raw. One thing I know for sure, Lacey Evans' strikes are no joke. She is a badass. Knocked my tooth out. I still eliminated her from the match." So there's that. Cody was in the Asbury Park press recently talking about the possibility of AEW running a joint branded show with maybe another wrestling promotion. And he says, quote, "I think you will never see a full-scale joint promoted show between AEW and another promotion. We have too much pride in our individual brand. In terms of the relationships, we are never closing the door. We are never going to pull up the bridges. I laughed when I heard people talking about a working relationship with New Japan because it already exists. John Moxley's on New Japan, as is Chris Jericho. It already exists. And also the working relationship between the NWA and Tony Khan. They're in contact. Thunder Rosa is a prime example of that relationship. I loved seeing Tanahashi on TV last week. He's somebody I really wanted to get in the ring with one time as far as singles and never got that opportunity. And who knows? That might be something that can happen in the future. But our doors are open and our bridges are down." So it's the anniversary for AEW tonight. John Moxley defending the AEW Championship against Lance Archer. Should be a huge night for Dynamite. NXT running some stuff against it as well. And the number one contenders for the tag titles being decided. Britam Brawlers versus Bobby Fish and Roderick Strong. And we also now know the North American titles on the line tonight. Dexter Lumis is challenging Damian Priest. Lumis missed the North American title ladder match at TakeOver 30 due to injury. That's pretty much all the setup we need. That's tonight. AEW Dynamite anniversary graded with Jack the Jobber tomorrow on the Cultaholic YouTube channel, as is NXT graded. The daughter of a WWE Hall of Famer is getting back into the ring. Eddie Guerrero's daughter, Shawl Guerrero, who was working back at Florida Championship Wrestling for a while, parted ways with WWE and hasn't done anything in-ring since. Of course, we saw her as a ring announcer for AEW recently, but she's getting the boots back on. Latina Heat is going to be wrestling for Generation Championship Wrestling as part of their tournament to determine a brand new women's champion. We send our best love to Shawl Guerrero. That's a big family name to carry. Big love to you.
This is about justice in an unjust world. One champion, undisputed intercontinental champion, a true man of all the continents, Sami Zayn, the great liberator. Spread this message far and wide. One champion for all the continents, Sami Zayn.
So this might be my favorite bit of wrestling news of the week so far. Sami Zayn was talking to metro.co.uk about wrestling, of course, but the conversation turned to TV shows, and it turns out Sami Zayn bloody loves the Great British Bake Off, and he was talking about it with Metro. He said, "I think I like Sura quite a bit, and who's the other one? Peter, he's really good. I've kind of been in a bit of a blur watching it because we get it on Netflix so we can binge the whole thing. It's different watching it now weekly. It's really great." He's also just discovered that there is a celebrity version of Bake Off, and he said, quote, "I recently learned there is a celebrity Bake Off, so if there's some sort of way for me to politic my way into it, I would look forward to it." I love the idea of Sami Zayn being on the celebrity edition of the Great British Bake Off. Sami Zayn, if there's any wrestler on the roster that deserves a golden handshake from Paul Hollywood, it's Sami Zayn. Sending happy birthday today to indie star, recent star of AEW Dark, Puff. He is my guest on Desert Island Graps later on today in a brand new episode. He shares with us an amazing random act of kindness from Chris Jericho following Puff and the Buffalo Brothers being in a car accident.
I was appreciative of being able to thank him because going back to the accident, we had a GoFundMe set up for medical bills and such. And Chris Jericho donated. And I remember being in the hospital and seeing Blackwood and Dan, who are laid up, seeing their reactions to Chris Jericho donating. He like left a message that was really nice too. Said, it could happen to any wrestler. Stay strong. So it was just seeing a message from Chris Jericho was crazy. Lightened the spirits from that. So being able to thank him was really cool.
More on that and more from Puff, as he also picks three wrestling matches that he would happily watch while stranded on a desert island. Brand new episode of Desert Island Graps with Puff a little later on today on the Cultaholic podcast feed. twitch.tv/Cultaholic tonight. It is the return of Jack and Owen to once again dust off Football Manager. Last time we left them getting sacked from Sunderland, which is an alarming situation. We'll see whether they can rally from that. Oh, and if you haven't seen it yet, the 10 highest rated WWE Raw episodes ever is live on our YouTube channel right now. You go back to the Attitude Era and beyond for this bad boy at youtube.com/cultaholic. And check out cultaholic.com throughout the day. The latest breaking news you will find at cultaholic.com. More details on Eva Marie's WWE return and more details on Evilise joining AEW and anything else that breaks throughout the day. It goes to cultaholic.com first of all, so you can check it out all there and more at cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.